Foxton Readers Level 4, The Canterville Ghost, by Oscar Wilde. Retold by Jane Richards. Read by James Brown. Chapter 1. When Mr. Hiram Otis bought Canterville Chase from Lord Canterville, everyone told him he was being very stupid. "I must tell you that Canterville Chase is haunted," Lord Canterville told him.
"My lord," replied Mr. Otis, "I'm from America, the most modern country in the world. We have everything that money can buy, and if ghosts really existed, I'm sure we would have bought them."
"But Canterville Chase is more than 300 years old," insisted Lord Canterville. "My aunt was terrified when two skeleton hands were placed on her shoulders when she was dressing for dinner a few years ago. Since then, my family have chosen not to live here. I feel I should tell you all about the ghosts before you buy the place."
"Don't worry," replied Mr. Otis. "Nobody in my family believes in ghosts."
"I can promise you this ghost exists," said Lord Canterville. "After my aunt was so terrified, none of the younger servants would stay in the house, and my wife, Lady Canterville, was often disturbed by strange noises. The ghost has been seen by many members of the family."
"Well, we're not scared of ghosts," said Mr. Otis. "I'm happy to buy Canterville Chase from you, and my family will be happy to live here."
"The ghost has been here for 300 years, since 1584, said Lord Canterville, "and in fact, he always appears before the death of any member of our family."
"Well, so does the family doctor," laughed Mr. Otis, and he put out his hand to shake Lord Canterville's and buy the house.
A few weeks after this, Lord Canterville left Canterville Chase for the last time, and Mr. Otis and his family went to reside in the haunted house. Mrs. Otis was a handsome, middle-aged woman from New York. Many American ladies look a little strange when they move to Europe. They try to appear clever, but in fact, they begin to look quite ill. Mrs. Otis wasn't like this. She was strong and active, and she wasn't frightened of anything. Mr. and Mrs. Otis had 4 children. The eldest was Washington, a name that very much embarrassed him. He was handsome, with fair hair, and he enjoyed baseball and riding his pony. He loved beautiful white flowers, but in fact, he was very sensible. Miss Virginia Otis, his sister, was the only girl. She was small for her 15 years, and she had beautiful blue eyes. She was active like her mother, and loved racing her pony. When the handsome young Duke of Cheshire saw her win a race, he proposed to her immediately. But when Virginia's father heard about it, the Duke was sent back to school in tears. The youngest two in the family were twin boys, who sometimes behaved very well and sometimes didn't. The nearest station to Canterville Chase was Ascot, 7 miles away, so Mr. Otis ordered a carriage to meet the family and drive them to their new home. It was a beautiful evening, and the family were very happy. They drove through the pine trees and pointed at the wild flowers. Birds sang and animals crossed the road in front of the carriage. As they reached Canterville Chase, however, the sun disappeared. The sky was dark with clouds, and silence fell. Large black birds flew over, and before they arrived at the house, rain started to fall. An old woman wearing a black velvet dress with a little white hat was waiting for them at the bottom of the staircase. She was Mrs. Umney, the housekeeper. She had worked for Lord Canterville before he sold the house, and he had asked Mr. Otis if she could continue to work there. When the carriage stopped and the family climbed down, Mrs. Umney said, "Welcome to Canterville Chase."
"Thank you," said Mrs. Otis. "Please come this way," said Mrs. Umney.
The family followed her through the beautiful old building to the library. This was a long, low room with dark wood walls and a large window at one end. Tea was ready for them on the table, so they sat down and looked around while Mrs. Umney gave them tea. Suddenly, Mrs. Otis noticed a dark red stain on the floor near the fireplace.
Mrs. Umney, she said, there's a stain on the floor.
Yes, madam, replied the old housekeeper quietly. There has been blood in that place for a very, very long time.
How horrible! Cried Mrs. Otis. I really don't want bloodstains on the floor in my house. You must clean it off immediately.
Mrs. Umney smiled and replied in the same quiet voice, It is the blood of Lady Eleanor de Canterville, who was murdered right there by her own husband, Sir Simon de Canterville, in 1575. Sir Simon lived for 9 years after her death, and then he disappeared. Nobody knows what happened to him, and his body was never found. But his ghost still walks the corridors of Canterville Chase by night. The bloodstain is often admired by visitors, but it cannot be removed.
I don't believe it, cried Washington Otis. I have some cleaning product that I brought from America. Look.
He held up something that looked like black lipstick.
It's Pinkerton's Champion Stain Remover. I'm sure it'll clean up that little stain.
Mrs. Umney looked terrified as Washington knelt down and started scrubbing the floor with the black stain remover. But in just a few moments, the bloodstain was gone.
I knew Pinkertons could do it, Washington cried, looking round at his family.
But then there was a terrible flash and a loud crash of thunder. They all jumped to their feet, and Mrs. Umney fainted.